This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. U.S. President Donald Trump basked in his impeachment victory Thursday, waving a banner with a newspaper headline reading, "Acquitted." The U.S. Senate voted not to impeach him Wednesday. President Trump could potentially become the first president to be reelected after facing impeachment. Here's AP Washington Bureau Chief Julie Pace.
This is certainly a victory for the president. He was facing conviction and removal from office. His Republican senators really rallied behind him with one exception. He will, of course, always have a stain on his legacy. He is an impeached president, but he will serve out the rest of this term, and he will head into reelection with Republicans really united behind him.
The Democrats running to face Trump as the Democratic presidential nominee compete next in New Hampshire. A primary in that state is scheduled for February 11th. U.S. President Donald Trump meets Thursday with Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta at the White House. The two leaders are expected to discuss a possible free trade deal, which would be a first between the U.S. and an African country. Kenya is strategically important to the U.S. as the U.S. tries to offset the influence of China. China eclipsed the U.S. as Africa's top trading partner more than a decade ago. The U.S. State Department announced Wednesday that Secretary of State Mike Pompeo would visit Africa in February and for the first time, with stops in Angola, Ethiopia, and Senegal. The death toll in the avalanche disaster in Turkey has risen to 41, according to Turkey's Disaster and Emergency Agency. Search teams aided by dogs are scanning the avalanche fields for bodies. The first avalanche late Tuesday killed five people in eastern Van province, which borders Iran. After about 300 emergency workers were called to respond, a second avalanche struck the rescuers. This is VOA News. There's been